I say CBD, you say?
Pot?
Mm-hmm. Most people would, but that is changing. CBD is one of the hottest businesses out there. We're talking about cannabidiol, which is the non-hallucinogenic part of marijuana. So this is not the stuff that gets you high. This is the stuff that a lot of people believe, and the medicine is proving, have a lot of healing properties. And it is in everything these days, from snacks to skincare. Inc. magazine estimated that the CBD business is worth $22 billion a year. I mean, that's big money.
With a B.
With a B. So no surprise, a lot of entrepreneurs are out there trying to get a cut of this, including our guest today. Her name is Kerrigan Behrens. She's the co-creator of Sagely Naturals, and it debuted as Neiman Marcus's first luxury CBD product, holistic plant-based products to help with muscle soreness and reduce things like stress and anxiety. So why so much interest? Because it's in the wellness industry, and who doesn't want to feel well?
True.
Or good.
No. Right.
Or just better.
Or gooder.
Or gooder. I'm going to feel gooder in this dying to ask stop. How Kerrigan Behrens went from working on Wall Street to sourcing hemp for a CBD startup. Why her main job as a startup CEO is really to be destigmatizing what CBD actually is. And what it's like to be a pioneer in what a lot of people are calling the green rush. This is Dying to Ask.
I'm Deirdre Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with knowing how people do things. I write the book, they start the company, they go from idea to reality. I call it the art of the follow-through, and I want to know how people go from A to B. This is the Dying to Ask podcast.
Kerrigan Behrens, thanks for coming in today.
I'm so excited to be here.
Let me start with, I think you have one of the most beautiful names I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you.
Kerrigan Behrens. It just sounds like you should be in, like a movie or something. It's like I have a list of names, true story, I've kept for years because someday I want to write a book. And anytime I hear a really great name on TV, I write it down. And they're usually in our newscast, so they come from really horrible stories sometimes.
Oh, no.
But I have this ongoing list of names, and I think Kerrigan Behrens may end up on there.
Well, I would love to see the rest of the list.
Okay. Oh, it's really good. Some of them are very strange, but yours is just a lovely name. Well, we're excited to have you in here today. You run a company called Sagely Naturals, which is a CBD wellness company. And I feel like every time I open up a magazine or I pop on the TV, I hear people talking about CBD.
Yeah.
What is your company?
So Sagely Naturals is a wellness brand. We primarily make topicals and dietary supplements and in support of whole self wellness. So mind and body. Our products all use plant-derived ingredients, and we look to leverage other plant botanicals, all with the mission that we get people back to doing what they love most.
Here's the thing, though. Most people don't really get what CBD is.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the stuff that gets you high. What's it? Can you explain it for people?
Absolutely. Oftentimes, I actually think it's helpful to start even a step further back, which is, what is cannabis, and is there a difference between marijuana and hemp? Well, both marijuana and hemp.
Let's have a botany lesson then.
Yeah,
let's start there, because I think it's really important that people understand what it is to start out.
And that's the foundation.
Okay.
So cannabis sativa is the name of the plant species for both hemp and marijuana. So if you saw them growing in a field, they look identical. It's a legal difference. The U.S. government has said hemp is a plant from cannabis that contains less than 0.3% THC.
And THC is the stuff that has a psychoactive effect.
Exactly. And actually, there are over 100 cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. THC and CBD are just 2 of 100. And THC is one of the only ones, if not the only one, that is psychoactive.
Huh. So a cannabinoid is a compound within the plant. Is that
exactly
right?
That's exactly what it is. It's
look at
a compound
that
comes from cannabis.
Okay. So when we see all these products, and I see it everywhere. I just read that Coca-Cola is working on a product where they want to get CBD. I mean, like, if Coke is doing it, everybody is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a huge industry. How big is it?
So today it's around $600 to $700 million, and they're projecting that it's going to grow to over $20 billion in the next few years. So you could easily say that it's the fastest growing industry in the country.
And you'd be correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are comparing it to the gold rush, calling it the green rush, which is super cute, you know. But what is it like being in this industry right now? Because I feel like everybody's trying to find their own cut.
That is absolutely true. And having started the business in 2015, when no one had heard of CBD, it's been fascinating to watch a lot of new brands come onto the market. I think people are fascinated with cannabis in general now that legalization is moving forward. But more than that, I think it's just a reflection of the fact that people are interested in swapping out from typical products that they would find in their medicine cabinet to more natural alternatives. So people are getting tired of the side effects that are associated with things that they're taking on a daily basis for routine, you know, pain relief, for example, and they're just looking to have something that works, but that isn't going to have nasty side effects.
Right. When young Kerrigan Behrens, God, I love your name, was in the second grade writing the What I Want to Be When I Grow Up paper, I'm guessing it was not like rule the CBD industry.
No.
No. What did you start off wanting to be and how did you end up here?
Well, actually, both of my parents were lawyers. So I think just by example.
So you never won an argument.
Maybe. Actually made me very good at making a case. Even today, I'm a pretty good negotiator. My parents kind of forced that into me. I guess what I wanted to be was something kind of boring, something corporate. And my parents essentially told me, like, don't be a lawyer.
Tell their kids that? That is so funny.
It's a lot of work and it's I think it's very intellectually challenging,
yeah.
But I don't know. No one says like, oh, I love my lawyer. They don't have the best reputation, you know, because they charge
that is
a lot.
True. And usually you need them for other reasons.
Often.
Okay, I digress. Anyway, so you got into finance and you actually were working on Wall Street.
I was. I worked at UBS for 5 years and I really loved how smart everyone was that I worked with. I loved being aware of world events. And I, in general, worked with hedge funds, which was a very exciting sector of the industry. But at the end of the day, I knew I wanted to do something that would help people. I've always been really passionate about food. I cook every day. I love eating. So the natural progression for me was to move into the restaurant industry. And while I was in business school, I actually worked in brand management for Wolfgang Puck and for Taco Bell.
Oh, that's
which
random.
Which were both super fun. I gained weight, obviously, working in the industry, but it was totally worth it.
Yeah.
And then while I was in business school, I worked on some business plans for food businesses. That's when I met my now business partner and co-founder, Kaylee Nickel. Uh-huh. And funny enough, she had the exact same background that I did. So she started in investment banking at J.P. Morgan. She also went into the restaurant industry as the director
of
operations.
But how do you go from Taco Bell to CBD? Well, I can see how. As I say it out loud, I can see how there might have been a connection, maybe for
but
some
CBD's
of it.
But CBD's not psychoactive.
But CBD's not.
Yes,
maybe
no
THC
munchies.
Would have worked.
No munchies associated
no
with
munchies.
CBD.
No munchies. No.
Yeah.
But how did what happened that all of a sudden you became interested in this industry?
I unfortunately, like many people, deal with chronic lower back pain. So I had been looking for some natural alternative to, you know, the daily Advil that I was taking. I had had steroid injections. And this was all, by the way, before I was even 30. So it was a pretty exhausting process. A friend who lived in San Francisco actually told me that she had had a lot of success using CBD as a pain reliever. And mm-hmm. So the first time I saw it, I just jumped at the chance to try it. And it was truly a life-changing experience. It just not only made my lower back feel better, but I also just felt this sense of calm that I don't typically feel.
So was it like a topical that you were trying or?
It was actually a honey. So I just infused it into some hot water and, you know, drank it and very soon after felt really good. And so that next week I went and I got my prescription for medical marijuana, which.
This would be which year then?
This was in 2015. Okay. So in California it was medically legal, but you had to have a prescription. First time going to a dispensary, not my favorite experience. I mean, it made me feel incredibly uncomfortable, actually.
Because
most of the products were just laden with THC. You know, the goal in my mind was not about making me feel better. It was about getting high out of my mind, which was not the goal for me.
But you saw, I'm guessing at this point, an opportunity here.
Exactly. So there weren't any products that didn't contain THC. There weren't any brands that made me feel comfortable. And then, you know, I realized after doing some survey work with UCLA that the majority of people actually don't like getting high. Over 80% of people that we surveyed said, I don't like getting high. So I knew even when, you know, marijuana became fully legal across the United States, which I believe it will, a lot of Americans are still not going to be, you know, going to a dispensary and buying a joint because they just don't like that sensation. So the opportunity became clear to create a really accessible brand of products that contained CBD, not THC, that helped with, you know, common ailments that people are dealing with, and put it in a package that made people feel proud to display it in their bathroom.
Which Sagely Naturals has become. Sold in Neiman Marcus.
Fancy.
Jeff, it is very fancy.
Yeah.
It is fancy. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about how you go from having the idea to making it the reality and actually ending up in a place like Neiman Marcus. And I want to talk to you about the marketing or sometimes lack thereof for products like this. There are a lot of interesting rules that are in place for it as well. We'll do that right after this.
4 a.m. It's a new day. Okay, so the roosters aren't even awake yet. But KCLA 3 Morning News is. If it happened overnight, Deirdre, Teo, Tony, and Ty have got it covered. Tamara's forecast is so accurate, your day practically plans itself. And Melody monitors the roadways so you always have the best routes to work. It may be too early to see the sun, but you can always see the 3 and get the 3. News, weather, traffic. KCLA 3 from 4 to 7, where the news comes first.
What did people who knew you well say when you announced that you were going to launch this company?
They were really confused. Most of them, I would say like 85, 90% of them had never heard of CBD before. So they were just kind of shocked that I would leave, you know, business school, leave a career in finance to start a business with something they had never heard of.
How many times did you have to have the conversation of it's not marijuana?
I still have that conversation once a day.
Really?
Yeah, it's becoming easier because people are starting to understand that there's a difference between hemp and marijuana. What was nice, though, was that there was actually less stigma than I thought there would be. So it was never so much that people thought, oh, ew, cannabis. It was more like, I don't really understand that. Can you tell me more? So education has really been key to our whole efforts.
For people who are listening and not actually watching our podcast, available both ways. Thanks, Jeff, for doing that. I appreciate that. I'm looking at a display of your products. And to me, it's like, this is like going to my dermatologist's office and looking at like all the new skincare lines. The packaging is beautiful. It's super feminine. And it looks like any real wellness product. So as you started this, what was the big goal that you kind of laid out in terms of what you wanted this stuff to look like and who you wanted it to appeal to?
Yeah, well, it was very important to me and Kaylee that it was something that we or our moms would feel proud to display in their bathrooms. So we very purposefully didn't feature a big cannabis leaf on the product. You know, this it's not something that everyone wants to advertise. And so if anything, we were really thinking about more, you know, cosmetic mainstream beauty brands. And I think that also took effect as far as the form of the products that we created. So at the time, the only way you could find CBD was in like a honey or in a vape pen or in a tincture, which is like one of those oil droppers that you put under your tongue. And none of those user experiences felt familiar or delightful. So we went...
Delightful is definitely not the word I would use.
No.
With any of that. And truthfully, the word that I would probably use with some of that is probably more like stoner culture.
Exactly. And that's what we were trying to avoid. So we were focused more on products that you would already find in your medicine cabinet. And actually, our first product was our Relief and Recovery Cream, which is just a really nice, thin body lotion. The base is hemp, so it is moisturizing. But then that CBD... you know, is an amazing additive. And when you put it on your skin, makes your skin feel cooling. And
So is it working as an anti-inflammatory then?
So CBD has been known to have anti-inflammatory effects. Yeah.
What is there a feel when CBD is on your skin? Is there a sensation from it?
What you feel predominantly when you put the topical on your skin is like any additive ingredients. The CBD really gets to work once it's absorbed into the skin and the bloodstream.
I see a lot of athletes now talking about how they're using CBD products.
Yeah.
What are they using it for?
What I have found to be really interesting, unfortunately, because of my lower back, I'm not a huge athlete these days. But like one of my employees, for example, she uses the cream before she goes running. So it helps her actually get warmed up. So she finds that if she puts it on before she goes running, she doesn't have that initial, you know, 5 to 10 minutes where she's feeling like a little creaky.
Yeah. You have a couple of your products that are like a roll-on, and I picked up the bottle, and to me it looked like essential oils.
Yeah, it is.
That type of a thing. And so what are people using those types of products for?
Well, I mean, essential oils have amazing benefits just from their aromatherapy. So for our Relief and Recovery roll-on, there's essential peppermint oil. For the Tranquility roll-on, it's essential lavender oil. So even just through, you know, inhaling it with a deep breath, you're getting this awesome relaxation. And yeah, the essential oils, that's definitely a product form that we haven't seen as much on the market. So we're trying to create products that people, again, would already have in their medicine cabinets and that they're excited to carry around with them in their purse, like the essential oils.
How did you become the first CBD product in Neiman Marcus? Because I think when a company like that all of a sudden gets into that space, that has got to be something that really destigmatizes or normalizes the industry in a whole new way. So
yeah.
what was that process like?
Well, we love Neiman Marcus because they're just so on the cutting edge. So we got an email from one of their buyers not all that long ago, actually. And she said, you know, we're looking to bring CBD in store.
Were you surprised by that?
I was, yeah. You know, when we created the brand, we initially wanted it to be approachable and accessible. We wanted people to be able to find it, you know, easily. And at the end of the day, we also didn't want the price point to be so high that it would not allow certain people to buy it. So yeah, when we heard from Neiman Marcus, we were incredibly excited. The brand is obviously, you know, at the top of the retail category. Mm-hmm. And just to be a part of the first retailer that was launching CBD, I think they're very forward thinking, and it just was a really great conversation.
What is the marketing like? Because it's interesting, even though you don't have the THC in there, you still have interesting rules that go along with what you as a supplier can do.
Yeah, it's really surprising, given that, you know, in December, Congress passed this new bill that formally made hemp and all of its extracts legal. You would think that we would be marketing a normal product like any other, you know, e-commerce or CPG business. But to our unfortunate surprise, a lot of the major advertisers are not willing to allow CBD products to be advertised. So for example, like Facebook, you mm-hmm. know, a lot of companies base all of their marketing on Facebook, and it's a great way to reach out to people that are looking for products like ours, and we can't run ads on Facebook. So we really rely on referrals, like word of mouth. We did a survey recently with our customers, and over 90% said that they would recommend our products to a friend or a family member. And
9 out of 10 is pretty good.
It's really good.
In anything.
Yeah. So without channels like Facebook, those types of referrals become really critical.
It's interesting. One of the biggest supporters of CBD, and this kind of blew my mind this year, is Dr. Oz, America's doctor. He's a big advocate for it and for the anti-inflammatory effects. However, he's also really quick to point out that the FDA doesn't, unless the FDA has regulated a product and put their stamp on it, you don't really know what's in something.
Yeah.
So how do you know that when you buy one of these products that you're not getting THC? Because for somebody who does not want that, you really don't want that.
Exactly. Well, there are four things specifically that I usually tell people to look out for when they're buying CBD products and when they're learning for the first time about what to look out for. So the first thing is testing. And CBD in itself should be tested. It is sometimes grown from the hemp plant that has had pesticides used in its growth, and those pesticides can actually be carried on into the finished product. So, for example, you want to know for a fact that there are no residual pesticides in the product. Potency is a big one. There have been some exposés recently on brands that are advertising that, you know, their products contain 25 milligrams, and then when they're tested, they contain like 5.
Yeah.
So that's a real problem. And, you know, until there's more regulation on the industry, we're going to keep seeing that.
Okay. So, and as a consumer, how would you even know?
You would have to ask the brand for testing certificates. So,
How do you do that?
You literally just, I mean, for us, for example, we're working on making it more easily accessible. But if you email our customer service, we'll just send you they're called COAs, Certificates mm-hmm. of Analysis. And that actually shows you how many milligrams of CBD
I would
there
never
is.
Think to ask for something like that. That's really interesting. Okay, what's another way?
Another thing that's different between various CBD brands is whether you're using a full spectrum oil or whether you're using an isolate. So full spectrum actually comes from the whole plant. So you're taking that hemp plant, you're throwing it into an extraction machine, and then everything that comes out, it's this like really thick, goopy, honey-like mm-hmm. substance. It's green.
It sounds awful.
It's hard to work with. Yeah. It smells, you know, very medicinal. And so that is hard to work with. So a lot of companies are now just using the isolate form of CBD, which actually just looks like a crystal.
Okay.
So that's a great shortcut, but it means that you're missing out on some of the additional compounds that are in the hemp plant. So I was starting to say earlier, there are over 100 compounds. There's also essential vitamins, fatty acids. And when you're using an isolate, you're not actually getting all of those synergistic.
So you really have
benefits.
To do your research, the bottom line.
Yes.
I feel like we could be having this same conversation 10 years ago about supplements.
I think it's very similar. And our industry is essentially regulated like a supplement.
Interesting. Do you think we'll see FDA approval of all these CBD products at some point?
I think that the FDA is in the process of clearing a pathway to allow CBD to exist as a supplement. So they just passed the first pharmaceutical drug that is based on CBD. That was a huge step because it acknowledged that CBD works for certain things mm-hmm. and it's safe. And now the next step is, okay, well, that's great, but not all of these products are prescriptions. Our products are not prescriptions. They're things that you can find in Neiman Marcus. Now the next step is for them to say, okay, it can be added as a dietary ingredient, but this is what you have to do in order to allow for that.
You mentioned like anyone working at the FDA is like, no, it's another thing to do.
Well, the commissioner just said that he was leaving, Scott Gottlieb. So there is now some new uncertainty around what this is going to look like going forward.
So is this nationwide or is this in specific states that have passed certain laws or how does that
work?
Because
it's kind of confusing, like from state to state, what you can do, what you can't do.
It is confusing. I think that the very short answer is that when Congress passed this new bill in December, it did make CBD legal when it's derived from hemp. So remember that there's a difference. Mm-hmm. If it comes from marijuana, it's not federally legal. If it comes from hemp, it is. Mm. With that said, there are certain states that are wanting to govern it more strictly. So in Indiana, for example, we have to actually put very specific QR codes on our products because they want consumers to be able to take a picture and like learn certain information about the hemp. So it creates more processes for us, but it also protects the consumer at the end.
Interesting. Is this more or less fun than working at Taco Bell?
It's different. My waistline is thanking me.
All right, we're going to take another break. After the break, I want to talk to you about what it's like to be a founder in, really, I guess, a pioneer. I see the word pioneer next to your name a lot in some of the research I did. In this like kind of wild new industry, a lot of people comparing it to the gold rush, calling it the green rush. Mm-hmm. So we'll have much more with Kerrigan Barons. Still love your name. Right after this.
first on the scene.
Flames ripped through a Modesto business.
First with the facts.
And one suspect is in custody.
So you're first to know. KCRA 3 News at 4.
Your first chance to get up to speed.
We are the people and we are the power.
To learn what's happening right now.
Another spot fire breaking out across Highway 20.
And to help you prepare for what's next.
When it happens in Northern California, get it first at 4 from the team you trust. KCRA 3 News at 4, where the news comes first.
What's the greatest thing about being a founder of a company?
The greatest thing is getting to actually enact a vision. When Kaylee and I started the business, we really believed that CBD was going to change people's lives for the better, and seeing that actually come to fruition is pretty powerful.
What's the worst thing?
I was just telling you guys, I think I'm my own worst boss. So, yeah, I mean, I think people expect that when you start your own business, you're going to have all this flexibility and you can work from home.
Friday's
and,
off.
Yeah, exactly.
Casual dress.
Yeah, the casual dress, that's totally kosher. But no, I'm never not working. And
yeah.
I think that especially at the beginning stages of a business, when you don't have, you know, a ton of employees, like everything falls on you at the end of the day. So it's tough.
How big a company are you right now? How many people are working on this?
Yeah, we're a little under 20 people. So still pretty lean organization.
It's still a lot of people to be responsible for, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're very
lucky. Not to stress you out or anything, but I mean, that's still a sizable, I mean, that's a pretty good sized small business.
Yeah, we have amazing people that are working with us. So, and the best part about it is that they all share our vision. So every single person really, really cares deeply about wellness, and whether they, you know, cared about CBD at the beginning or not was less important than just people that really wanted to make a positive impact on people's lives.
Where are people finding the product other than, you know, Neiman Marcus after they get a popover in the cafe? Like, where are they finding it?
So, I mean, the easiest place to find it is on our website, sagelynaturals.com. But we're also sold in thousands of stores nationwide. So I can't mention the name now, but, you know, very soon we're going to be launching into a store that you can find on many a street corner in the United
Starbucks.
States.
Starbucks. No, it's not Starbucks. It's not Starbucks, but no, that's exciting. What do you wish you would have known before you started all this a couple of years ago?
Oh, that's a good one. I think it's, especially as a woman, I like things to be perfect before I act on them. And in my previous life, I, you know, had the time to really think about what products we would launch or, you know, how to approach a decision. But when you're running a business, if you take too long to think about something or to make a decision, it's holding up the business. So when Kaylee and I started, we took a long time to formulate that first product, which I'm very grateful for because it's an amazing product. But looking back, I think we expected it to be perfect. We wanted everything to be perfect instead of just getting something out into mm-hmm. the world and seeing how people reacted to it. So now I've learned to trust my gut more and just recognize that I am going to make mistakes, but it's better to make a mistake and move the business forward than it is to just stay static.
That's interesting. Is there a mistake you could share that you learned a lot from that maybe would help other people who are maybe in the process of launching something themselves?
Yeah, let's see. I think that product development example is a really good one. We had, you know, three different partners that we were working with on the formulation, and we were looking at a million options for packaging. And at the end of the day, I think having too many options can end up actually giving you paralysis. So,
yeah, it's so true.
Yeah. So I think, again, back to the trust your gut. If you have a partner that you think is legitimate, you've done your homework on them, you need to just trust that the work that they do is good, and not present yourself with too many options because it's going to slow you down.
Where do you find people who are experts in making things like this? Are there like CBD scientist type people? Like where do you find? I wouldn't even, I mean, like you go to Craigslist? What do you do?
Yeah, that is absolutely the hardest thing about creating products in this industry right now is that there are not really experts. So we've actually had to learn alongside our chemists. We have worked with a PhD chemist. We work with cosmetic chemists. We work with naturopaths. So we consult with a lot of people. But at the end of the day, you know, after being in this industry for 4 years, we're considered experts, which is kind of
crazy.
I mean,
it's like when you're the grown up in the room.
You're right. And mm-hmm. it's because the industry is so nascent.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's awesome, but horrifying at the same time sometimes.
It is. And I think that that's why people should do their homework about CBD products, because there are a lot of things coming onto the market now. I was starting to say earlier, like, one new big trend in the beauty industry is using hemp seed oil. But the companies that are using hemp seed oil are not actually explaining to customers that there's a difference between that and CBD. And so people are buying these products thinking that it's CBD, and then they're getting home and they're like, wait, but this didn't do what I thought it would. And it's all because the company is not being upfront about what mm-hmm. they're using in the product. They're just putting a big cannabis leaf on the front and so hoping that people, I think, actually get confused.
I think it's very confusing. And can I throw you under the bus just for a second?
Sure.
So when I first forwarded, somebody had sent me some information about your company, and I forwarded it to Jeff, and I said, Jeff, this could be really interesting. And he thought, well, do we need to get it cleared to talk about this? I'm like, this is not the stuff that's going to, we're not talking about token up. We're talking about some of the wellness industry. But I mean, again, getting to kind of understanding what is the product.
Yeah.
And what is this thing that has become so big in our society?
What is CBD?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it just seems to me like there's still a lot of people who don't really know what it is.
Yeah, so as you explained, it's a compound that comes from the hemp plant, and it has a lot of incredible benefits. It's anti-inflammatory, it's antioxidant, it can help with pain. The way that it does this is that it regulates a system in our body called the endocannabinoid system, which is kind of a fancy way of saying this is the system that helps with our mood, it helps with our central nervous system, with digestion. Ultimately, it helps our bodies stay in balance. So that's why it can help with so many diverse things. But
I think that's what's so weird about it, is that you see it tied in with so many things. I mean, I've seen it from everything from get rid of the blues to help with your menstrual cramps to mm-hmm. help with your back. You know, like, I think what's so strange about it is that it seems to have so many applicable ways, like almost like a little magic ingredient. And I guess mm-hmm. every couple of years there's something that comes out that is like that magic elixir.
Right. And I think that's where medical research is going to become so important in this space. The government was doing people a disservice by not allowing scientists to do research on this plant, because cannabis in general was a Schedule I drug. That meant that even if you were at a university, you had to have all kinds of special permissions in order to study cannabis. So now that the Farm Bill passed in December, we're finding that there's a whole new wave of doctors and people that have even reached out to us to say, like, we would love to do some clinical trials. And we welcome that with open arms, because we want this to be a science-backed industry. We don't want this to be just about, you know, irresponsible marketing claims.
So as we start to wrap up, what's your big goal?
Well, at the end of the day, it's always been about access and approachability. We believe that CBD is going to change a lot of people's lives for the better. We want people to do more of what they love. And if we can do that by creating products that feel familiar and safe, then I think we've done our job.
How's your back feeling these days?
Better. Yeah. I mean, I'm a huge subscriber to the benefits of CBD.
What's a good way for people to keep up with you?
So we are on social media at Sagely Naturals on Instagram and Facebook as well. And then our website, sagelynaturals.com, we do have an email list, and that's the best way to hear about new product launches and also just learn more about CBD in general.
And then someday, Kerrigan Barron's is going to end up in a book. You're going to be like the intrepid entrepreneur. It'll be a good character. You're not going to be like character does something bad. It's going to be something really nice. Anyway, so nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in, and good luck.
Thank you. So nice to meet you. It's been really fun.
KCRA3, your best choice for news at 11.
Live team coverage tonight.
No Sacramento station covers Northern California better than KCRA3.
We have breaking news on that rescue.
With resources to bring you the story wherever it happens.
Get those cameras away from me!
and detailed perspectives you won't see anywhere else.
Livecopter 3 shows that fire burning.
The experience you've come to trust every night.
Here's what we know right now.
Your best choice for news at 11. KCRA 3, where the news comes first.
It was interesting to me, some of her responses.
In what way?
There's a lot of legalese, like kind of tiptoeing around what she actually wanted to say, it felt like.
So I asked her a little bit about that after the podcast. And the reality is that there are a lot of rules about what you can and can't say about a product, especially one that is kind of being touted as having kind of healing effects.
Yeah.
So I think she's very careful in her choice of words. And I don't know if that's a bad thing.
Right.
But no, you were perceptive. All right. What did you get out of this episode? It was not a contact high, I can tell you that. Screenshot the episode from your phone with a few words of what you remembered from us. And we'd love it if you would then tag us in your Instagram stories. And then we'll share them too. Great way to spread the word about Dying to Ask. You'll find us on Instagram. I'm at RunReadSip. Jeff is at
Producer Jeff.
And then you can also tag the podcast itself. It's at Dying to Ask Podcast. And if you loved this episode, go to iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Leave us a rating or a review. It only takes a few seconds, and our bosses are checking that thing.
Yep.
So please help us out. Now, if you did not like this show, just disregard everything I said in the last 30 seconds.
Didn't happen.
Did not happen. And we'll see you next time on Dying to Ask.
Bye.